As time goes on, New York life in the 1970s begins to seem more exciting and vibrant than we ever knew. There's a new book called Love Goes to Buildings on Fire, 5 years in New York that changed music forever. It's by Will Hermes, and it's reviewed for us by the multi-talented Gerald Marzorati, who among his many skills knows everything about popular music. I'm delighted that Jerry is here to join us. Welcome, Jerry.
Glad to be here.
So this title, Love Goes to Buildings on Fire, where's it come from?
It comes from the first single that was that we were just listening to, actually, by Talking Heads. It was released in the winter of 1977. It's a sort of soul pop song that's at once an infectious single and a sort of comment on a self-conscious comment on what a pop soul single is, which is sort of gets to the heart of sort of what was going on in music at that point, which is it was the first time really in pop rock music history where the people making the music were very self-conscious of pop music's own history, rock music's own history. And what these people were doing was throwing off the sort of overblown mainstream pop tropes of the moment and digging back into what was sort of the sort of underworld or detritus of pop music in the 60s.
And Jerry, also when we say buildings on fire, that sounds a little bit like what New York City was.
Exactly.
Like
that's the Bronx is burning from, Howard Cosell calling the World Series that becomes the title of Jonathan Mahler's book about New York at that time.
Okay, the 5 years, when were they?
Well, the book is concentrates on the mid-70s, which is really sort of from 1973 to 1978. You know, just to set the picture a little bit, New York at that point was a place where no one wanted to be. I mean, it was, as Jonathan Mahler pointed out in his very good book, The Bronx is Burning, it had really become a symbol for the rest of America of all that was wrong with urban life. It was urban blight. It was racial tensions. It was high crime rates. It was filthy air. It was all sexually decadent. So, and this is, it turns out to be the ferment out of which, you could say, the urban ferment out of which a lot of this music grows.
Segment 1.
As time goes on, New York life in the 1970s begins to seem more exciting and vibrant than we ever knew. There's a new book called Love Goes to Buildings on Fire, 5 years in New York that changed music forever. It's by Will Hermes, and it's reviewed for us by the multi-talented Gerald Marzorati, who among his many skills knows everything about popular music. I'm delighted that Jerry is here to join us. Welcome, Jerry.
Glad to be here.
So this title, Love Goes to Buildings on Fire, where's it come from?
It comes from the first single that was that we were just listening to, actually, by Talking Heads. It was released in the winter of 1977.
Segment 2.
It's a sort of soul pop song that's at once an infectious single and a sort of comment on a self-conscious comment on what a pop soul single is, which is sort of gets to the heart of sort of what was going on in music at that point, which is it was the first time really in pop rock music history where the people making the music were very self-conscious of pop music's own history, rock music's own history. And what these people were doing was throwing off the sort of overblown mainstream pop tropes of the moment and digging back into what was sort of the sort of underworld or detritus of pop music in the 60s.
Segment 3.
And Jerry, also when we say buildings on fire, that sounds a little bit like what New York City was.
Exactly.
Like
that's the Bronx is burning from, Howard Cosell calling the World Series that becomes the title of Jonathan Mahler's book about New York at that time.
Okay, the 5 years, when were they?
Well, the book is concentrates on the mid-70s, which is really sort of from 1973 to 1978. you know, just to set the picture a little bit, New York at that point was a place where no one wanted to be.
Segment 4.
I mean, it was, as Jonathan Mahler pointed out in his very good book, The Bronx is Burning, it had really become a symbol for the rest of America of all that was wrong with urban life. It was urban blight. It was racial tensions. It was high crime rates. It was filthy air. It was all sexually decadent. So, and this is, it turns out to be the ferment out of which, you could say, the urban ferment out of which a lot of this music grows.